This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
My name is Lee Elsie. And the first hour on two Thursday nights, I get a chance to sit in for the great Wayne Allen Root. Warm you all up. He'll take over at the top of the hour. Of course, I'm right here in the wonderful Full Power Radio studios right here in Connecticut, right between New York and Boston. Again, a few golf shots away from two of the biggest casinos in the entire world, Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods. So if you guys want to call in, for sure, 1-833-WAR-TALK. Of course, you can always email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. I have a phenomenal guest coming up. Right after the first break, we're going to jump into it. He is just an amazing military presence, Delta Force. His name is Tom Satterley. He'll join us right after the first break, and we'll try to get through as much as we can. Fascinating guy. I got a chance to talk to him a little bit prior to the show tonight, but you're going to love this guy, so it's definitely worthwhile. Stick around for that because you're going to love everything he's got to say and what he brings to the table. But he's a true blue, 100% American patriot and a hero, no question. And we're going to have him coming up right after the first break here. But I wanted to talk here in the beginning about the Democratic race, right? I want to talk about the Dems to start it off. Now, I don't know if you're surprised. I don't know if you're shocked. I don't know if you're wowed or wooed. But as far as national polls go, when you cobble together all the polls, Real Clear Politics does a nice job of putting all the polls together. And Burn Baby Burn, Bernie Sanders leads the national polls, got 24.8%. Biden is still hanging around in second, hanging around, 17.8%. Bloomberg, surprise, surprise, has passed both Warren and Buttigieg and Klobuchar, and he now sits at 14.6%. Now, as of yesterday, and today he might have spent $100 million more, I don't know, but as of yesterday, Bloomberg has already spent over $420 million on his campaign. 420. He hasn't even gotten up on the debate stage yet. Now, that is troublesome for, I think, everybody out there who's a Trump fan. I'm not making a prediction. I've never made sort of the assumption that any of the Democrat candidates could beat Trump. In fact, I don't think any of them can right now. But the one I would be the most concerned with, because Sanders, the socialist, can't win. Biden is lost. Warren is a liar. Buttigieg, it's not his time. Klobuchar, no shot. The only one who has even a remote chance would be Mayor Bloomberg. Why? Because he can blitz the media to the extent where you're seeing a Bloomberg ad every time there's a commercial stop set somewhere. And you can hear him on the radio constantly. You'll see him on TV constantly. Every single station will be blanketed. He's already spent $500 million on this race, and he's really just getting into it. $500 million. So you can only imagine if he were to get the nomination, how deep will he dig into those very deep pockets of his? There comes a point where there's a saturation point. I understand that. You know, there comes that overkill when there's too much. But I'll tell you, Bloomberg if he spends his money right and crafts a message, he's dangerous. He's dangerous. Again, I don't think he is going to win unless we have some major changes here moving forward. I think still Trump, with the economy and everything that Trump has done, and the fact that, you know, middle America has spoken loudly and proudly. And even in that case, Bloomberg has stuck his foot in his mouth a couple of times already. So I don't foresee this, you know, crazy flip in what we see moving forward. But I'm just looking at it realistically. If you're looking at all of the candidates and the others have no chance, at least you would think Bloomberg is in the game. And there was a report coming out just the other day that there were actually queries from Bloomberg camp to Hillary Clinton camp as far as having her as a running mate. And initially I said to myself, oh, fine, knock yourself out. Because I've always thought Hillary Clinton was going to be involved in this in one way, shape, or form. I don't think the Clinton machine is dead, right? We stuck a knife in them, right? We twisted it, pulled it out, and still they're on life support, but I don't think the Clintons are dead. They're hard to kill, and she's hard to kill. So I don't think that she is done. Now, whether it's a run as a vice president with one of the candidates, and Bloomberg seems like it would make the most sense, or maybe she comes out of the clouds at a brokered convention, which I think is entirely possible, because that still is out there. A brokered convention for the Democrat Party is definitely something that may be on the horizon. Think about this, going back to the polls. So, obviously, a brokered convention is when a candidate doesn't get enough delegates. Now, if you look at Nevada, Sanders is winning easily. He's going to trounce Biden and Warren and Buttigieg and everybody else. And now Bloomberg is really not even in that race. South Carolina, same goes. No Bloomberg. Biden in South Carolina has the lead. And if Biden doesn't win South Carolina, it's game over for him, right? Let's assume that these poll numbers stay true to form. And Sanders wins Nevada. And Biden figures out a way to not, again, stumble over his own tongue and win South Carolina. And he goes on to win Texas because he's got a 6 or 7 percentage point lead there. He grabs a couple of key delegates from those states. And Sanders holds on to win, again, Nevada, California, although California Biden race is very close. You know, you would think that there's going to be nobody who is going to have enough when it comes time to put all the cards on the table when the Democrats meet and decide to choose who is going to be their candidate. And if nobody has the right amount of delegates, then it's a brokered convention and then all hell breaks loose. Then it could be anybody, right? It literally could be anybody, including Hillary Clinton. So it's really going to be important to watch to see who steals that state that they weren't supposed to win, right? Like, does California go to Biden when we all sort of thought it was going to go to Sanders? Or does Warren come out of the clouds and grab a state, which could be California, that's where she's the closest? Or does Sanders beat Biden? Like, if Sanders were able to upset Biden in a couple of those states and grab those delegates, now you're talking about this momentum that won't be stopped. So the states like South Carolina, states like Texas, those are the Alamo. So the idea that, man, if Sanders wins those, he'll steamroll the rest of the field, which is a possibility. I don't think that's going to happen, but it's a possibility. It's interesting, the betting odds right now in Vegas, it's Sanders and it's Bloomberg, very close. And then everybody else is a million miles away. So the Vegas folks who usually know more than anybody else, they say it's, you know, it's going to be either Sanders or Bloomberg. And again, that'll change
in Vegas.
It'll change race to race,
Sanders
and debate to
and
debate.
It's Bloomberg.
And we'll see what happens as far as that goes when we move forward. But that's just a quick overview of the Democrats. Again, I don't think, I still don't think any of them have a legitimate chance to beat Trump. But I do think right now, as I sit here talking to you on this Tuesday night in February, I think the only one who has an outside chance because of the deep pockets is Bloomberg. All right, real quick before we run out of time here in the first break, just the biggest story probably sweeping the planet. 150 million Chinese are now under coronavirus lockdown. More than 10% of the country's population face restrictions on how often they can leave their homes. Half of Chinese population is facing new travel restrictions. Japan says 500 people will be released from the cruise ship after more cases are confirmed. So
the country's population face.
I was talking about this weeks ago. In fact, you know, it's funny. I had doctors on. Initially, it was ho-hum, you know, a big yawn. But again, this is an evolving story, a developing story, constantly developing as more and more people are either quarantined or under some kind of government control, and more people are dying. Right now, as I speak to you, 73,439 confirmed coronavirus cases, 1,875 deaths, and over 13,170 people have recovered after, quote unquote, getting the coronavirus. So we have to watch this very, 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 very closely. All right, once again, my name is Lee Elsey. I cannot thank you enough for joining me. I get the first hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You've got to stick around. Don't go anywhere. My next guest will flat out floor you. His story is incredible. An absolute 100% American true blue patriot and hero. Don't move. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The sponsor of the show is RootWall.com. Main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Root Wall studio. RootWall.com. Time to take a stand. We either build the wall with Mexico or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to RootWall.com. Everything's at RootWall.com. The videos, the explanations, the columns, the distribution of funds, it's all there. We will build this wall together. RootWall.com. And then, of course, I got to give the disclaimer required by FEC. Root for the Wall Pack paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. RootWall.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. A very special guest. Every time we get a chance to talk to one of our great veterans, we all should sort of stop and whatever we're doing, just put it to the side for a little while, and we'll hear a story or two. Tom Satterley is joining us. Served in the Army 25 years. He is the author of a new book, All Secure, A Special Operations Soldier's Fight to Survive on the Battlefield and the Home Front. Tom, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
This your first book?
It is. Okay. It is. Yeah, it was quite the journey.
First of all, I got to ask you, just to break the ice, who chooses the titles of these books?
I chose this one. My wife was telling me, once she beat me upside the head and had me write the book, she saying, what's the title? And actually, we were looking for a title of our foundation. And we ended up talking about the book, and she's like, what's a term or a phrase that you use in the military, a call sign or something that would be cool?
Okay.
Something military that's not military. And I said, there's a call sign that we do after we do a hit on a target, and all the gunfire and explosions going off. So when everyone feels that their sectors are clear and all the enemy's been dispatched or detained, and that call sign is all secure, the first moment you can feel that you can let your guard down for a while.
See, I like that. I like the all secure. It's sometimes you talk to folks and there's that secondary title that's longer than the book. I'm just messing with you.
I didn't come up with that one.
So give me a little background. You served 25 years Iraq and Afghanistan?
I did not do Afghanistan. I did many other locations,
okay.
I'm definitely Iraq and some other stuff that I don't really talk about much. But I missed the Afghanistan piece that we were there for a short time before they handed it off to other units to take over. And we were mostly in Iraq after that.
Now, you don't talk about the other things because they're too secretive?
Yeah, I'd get in trouble.
Okay. You have to come kill me. I don't want that to happen.
Right.
The book itself, then, All Secure, your wife wanted you to write it. Give me a little background.
Yeah, it was a long career, lots of deployments, lots of combat, lots of lost friends. And I was at a time in my life where I was tanking when I met her. And literally was going to kill myself. And she stuck around. She stuck with it. We kind of fell in love. And then she started working with me. And then we started working together. She would film special operations training missions that I would run before, like the SEALs and the Green Berets, just before they deploy. We would be their last stop. We would give them the realistic military training exercises of what they would see overseas.
Wow.
And my wife would film it. And she, you know, riding on helicopters and vehicles and things she had never done before. The next iteration, 6-8 months later, some of the guys wouldn't return. And she's like, hey, where's Bob or Bill? You know, well, they didn't make it. They were killed in Iraq or Afghanistan. And so she started breaking down with her empathetic heart. And I just didn't understand it. I said, this is normal. This is normal business. She said, there's nothing normal about what's happening here. And she said, we need to get out. I want to stop this, and I want to train them when they get finished with the military and help them reintegrate back into life. Because the stories that she would get from these operators about, oh, here's some combat stories, but it would always roll over into my wife or my girlfriend or the family or the relationship issues and their struggles. And then she noticed how deeply I was struggling, and she said, we have to start a foundation. We have to get a book out there to tell your story to get these people to open up. And I was like, there's no way I'm doing a book. I was in the unit, not in the Navy. And I would be beat to death, right? We all have those jokes until we jump in the middle of it.
Right.
And I actually had friends calling and texting, like, I heard you're writing a book. What are you, a Navy SEAL now? And I'm like, well, I am writing a book, and you know better. I'm not a SEAL, but do you know what the book's about? And they're like, well, no. And I said, well, see, you're already jumping on it. And it's about my journey and how deep I went. And there's lots of war stories in there that people have never heard of yet. There's some good ones in there of catching Saddam Hussein and Somalia and Black Hawk Down. But there's some other ones in there, but it rolls into what combat does to you, what it did to me and what it did to my friends. And then kind of my journey out on the other side and then how we turn and start helping other people as well. So it's not that war story. I've heard some people like, I'm not going to pick it up. There's another guy beating his chest and bragging about himself. It's definitely not that. I kind of trashed myself in this book, and my wife is actually the hero in this story.
His name is Tom Satterly. We have just begun this conversation. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get into a little bit more detail about the book. Once again, All Secure is the name of the book. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Las Vegas, Nevada, President Trump calls the United States a nation of redemption.
In many cases, We want to rebuild their lives. They want to rebuild their lives. They want to help us and rebuild our country.
The president was invited to address a graduation ceremony for a program that helps former inmates re-enter society. Roger Stone was sentenced to 40 months in prison after being convicted of 7 felony counts involving obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. There is a chance that President Trump will commute or pardon Mr. Stone, to which Democrats, including Congressman Adam Schiff, are saying that that would look like an act of corruption on the president's part, to which Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano tells Fox News,
Congressman Schiff is trying to lay the basis for an investigation of the president's behavior yet again.
USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Let me mention Liberty HealthShare, because Liberty HealthShare has been the sponsor of the show for about 4 years now. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution. That solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It starts at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. There are no windows, but we are in the window period right now where everybody's allowed to join anything new they want. So a lot of people are in the, you know, in the window where they look. But there are no windows with Liberty HealthShare because Christian Health Sharing has an exemption with Obamacare. So there's no windows, no limit enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered, every Tuesday and Thursday, the first hour of the program here on the great USA Radio Network. They give me the opportunity to warm you up, warm the crowd up. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. And tomorrow, Wayne is interviewing Donald Trump. Last I heard, he's the president of the United States, so that'll be incredibly interesting. But I'll tell you, on the phone with me right now is one of the smartest guys that I know, provost over at the great Bryant University. If you don't know anything about Bryant, definitely check it out online because it has everything. If you've got a kid college age wanting to go to school, Bryant University is the place to go. And this guy I'm talking to right now is a great guy. And again, he's the provost, Glenn Sulmasy. Glenn, what's happening?
Hey, Lee. Good to talk to you. Things are going well at Bryant. We're really just got voted the number one return on investment. So I think for parents nowadays sending their kids to school, that's the most important thing is that return on investment. As you start realizing how much money people are spending, leave for school, we take that seriously.
Right.
And our students have an incredibly high starting salary right out of the gates and are ready to prepare for the world. So that's great. But I will tell you, last night was much more fun for me than anything that I was doing at work during the day. Was sitting back watching that debate. Every one of your listeners and Wayne Allen Root's listeners, guarantee you, we all know who the big winner was last night. And it wasn't any one of the six on the stage. It was President Donald J. Trump.
Right, I agree. I think it was
no ifs, ands, or buts.
A horror show for the Democrat Party last night. And listen, I like it when they mix it up. I like it when it's a free-for-all. I guess they don't adhere to Reagan's old philosophy, which is never attack your own, right? But they could care less. Somebody wants to claw their way to the top. And of the six I saw last night on stage, for me, it was Biden because Biden didn't step on his tongue at all, really. And he didn't lose any points last night. Does that make any sense?
Oh, I agree. I mean, he certainly did well by not being attacked. It was the first time, really, he hasn't been attacked where Michael Bloomberg was the victim of attack. I mean, he must have gone down 15 points last night.
Right.
People start to realize that it takes more than just throwing money at a campaign. It takes more than just throwing yourself and putting television ads. You've got to mix it up. And he was clearly, clearly unprepared, Lee. And I will tell you that if I was on the Bloomberg team and I was his chief of staff, which I clearly am not and will never be, but if I was, I would be shaking up whoever prepared him for that debate. He was not prepared. Either he's uncoachable or he certainly should be firing some people today who did not have him ready. How could he not be ready for questions about stop and frisk? He was like a deer in the headlights. How could he not be ready when he's calling women those horrible things?
Right.
Lesbian and fat-faced or dog-faced women. I mean, horrible things that he's clearly knew were going to come up or be raised at some point, and he wasn't prepared at all. It was very sad to watch. I felt bad for him.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I got a number of emails, not that people were rooting for him, but people were actually emailing me as the debate was going on saying, I actually feel bad for Bloomberg right now because he is really under the microscope, and they just kept going back one after another, haymaker after haymaker. And like you said, I was shocked that he didn't have answers for any of that. And on top of that, Glenn, it didn't seem like he had a lot of command over issues either.
No, he didn't. His best part of the debate for Bloomberg was when he finally started talking about Bernie Sanders having it very ironic that a man who speaks about redistribution of wealth and talks about how wonderful the idea of giving money to the poor is a multimillionaire and has three separate homes. I mean, that's the kind of thing you got to attack. He's a fraud. He's a limousine liberal from Vermont. That's what Bernie Sanders is. He's a joke. It's a horror show. And then, you know, when he started doing that, I think he started getting his footing, but it was too late. And he never, you can't not respond when someone makes allegations about what you're calling women. And you have no response to that. Just let it lie out there. I mean, I was, oh, my goodness. But I do think that Pete Buttigieg, I can't even say his name, Peter B., was... I think he comes across as a self-righteous young man.
Right.
I think he's too cocky. I think talking that way to Klobuchar, although she probably scored some points, in the long run, he'll start to fade. Where, you know, it was unfortunate that she didn't respond as well because she was caught off guard by his attack. His job last night was to attack everybody. He just, if you look, he hit everybody on the stage at different times.
Right.
And I think that hurt him in the end.
All right, so as you take a couple steps back from this...
Delegate count's going to be Sanders.
Yeah, you think so?
Right now, it'll... Oh, yeah. I think what they brought up on the debate last night is true. It will go to the potential for, you know, really, Lee Elsie and Wayne Allen Root's dream of a brokered convention.
Yeah.
I mean, really, any political junkie, any expert in this area like you and Wayne Allen Root are, I mean, it's like Lee Elsie dream. They're not going to have enough. So they're going to have to start bartering and mixing it up, and the best thing for... Donald Trump is to ensure that these folks all stay in the mix. No question. He'll have the highest number, but not enough to put them over the top.
All right, so a brokered convention, let's make that assumption. There's no way that they want Bernie. So Bernie's dead at that point, okay? So if we get to that point where Bernie's out, Biden come back into the picture, or does Hillary Clinton come back into the situation?
Well, I've heard that a few times. Last week that was rumbling around, and there was a couple of folks that were saying that, including Steve Bannon, that you heard, has been saying all along there's going to be a Bloomberg-Clinton ticket, which would scare the daylights out of every one of the listeners, I think, across America. But nonetheless, I think the way to do it is they really should fold in. And what Bloomberg's very amateurish team was trying to do was to say these other folks, like Mayor Pete and Amy Klobuchar and Biden's folks, should fall under his umbrella, and they could possibly win because they could outmaneuver the Sanders and Warren wing, you know, the very, very left, radical left, and they right. could actually get enough votes together. An amateurish way, having just stepped in, thinking that Joe Biden was going to give all of his support to Mike Bloomberg. It's not going to happen right now. But by July, by the time they're in Milwaukee, that may be the issue. They may actually go that route where they might be just pulling each other together to prevent the total 1972 repeat where McGovern was destroyed by Nixon. There's a very, very strong chance that Sanders will be the nominee as it is now. And it'll be Donald Trump versus Sanders. And although Sanders does have that populist appeal, I still would argue that it's a different type of populist appeal and not one that necessarily relates to electoral votes.
Right.
Popular votes, yes, Lee, but that sort of populism he's talking about doesn't fare well in places like Western Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in West Virginia, places where he needs, in New Hampshire, in places where he needs the delegates in order to win the Electoral College. So the Electoral College victory will be Trump's again.
All right, so the most dangerous candidate left then, in your mind?
All six.
Not danger to the country, but danger to Trump.
Oh, danger to Trump. Yeah. I still think Bloomberg would have been the most difficult, but last night he got knocked off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, I've said all along, Biden, only because to the common man. He did that last night pretty well.
Yeah.
And appeals to people. He's not certainly not a limousine liberal. He's been the poorest member of Congress, I think every year at least, since he's been in the United States Senate. He's been the poorest member. He's never tried to profit from it. He's kind of liked, as much as everyone makes fun of him, he's liked by people even like Lindsey Graham and other, you know, very distinguished senators. He's a likable fellow, and I think he would probably be the biggest danger, no matter what. I think them pushing towards Bloomberg, you know, splitting that vote and causing some problems. But the biggest threat to Donald Trump winning the Electoral College would be that Joe Biden.
You know, you're at this great university every day doing what you do, getting a chance to interact, I'm sure, with some students.
What is it exactly I do, Lee?
You're the provost at Bryant University.
Oh,
are they talking about this on the campus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes. We're I think the number one veteran-friendly campus and overwhelmingly conservative Republican campus. So for a New England college university, actually, we're, I think, number three voted most conservative by most of the reviews. Again, conservative is a relative term. I would say a lot of them vote Republican. So there's a lot of interest from a perspective of a student following the debate, following this area. We're mostly a business school, so I think there's a lot of interest in Bloomberg coming in from the students. And after last night, I think there's a lot of disillusion with Bloomberg, as is most of the country, after seeing him not really being politically savvy, a very brilliant, successful businessman, but not one that's really at least prepared for prime time in terms of going into the arena for presidential politics. They do follow it, Lee, but I think for the most part, they're waiting to see who the candidate is.
Sure.
Anytime you're at an institution of higher learning, it's always going to be something that's out there, right? The whole idea, who's in the debate, who's in the arena.
Right.
And our great politics and pre-law program goes into great depth of these areas. I try to stay away from it as much as possible because, you don't want to ever have a student ever feel like there's something that they can't talk about.
Right.
What I try to do in our classes at Bryan, consistency, we speak all the time and teach all the time about diversity and inclusivity. And it's tremendously important in our world we're going into and the kids are graduating into. But part of that diversity is also intellectual diversity. And that is something I try to impart all the time to the students, that they have to understand all aspects of the debate. You can't just sit and just listen just to one channel. You can't just, except for this channel. or you can't just sit and just read one newspaper or take one. You really have to appreciate both sides to become a more informed citizen. That's at the end of the day what we really want. It's someone that really is making the decisions based on knowledge, not just on being told what to
do. Great stuff, Glenn. Listen, we miss you, man. My good friend, Glenn Slomacy, provost at Bryant University. Glenn, thank you, sir. I'll talk to you down the road. We'll come right back. Don't move. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as the added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Notes president Adam Krupp will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to finestone.com.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline Electron Abundant Powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them War sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, a very, very special guest joining us right now. And we'll keep him until the top of the hour when Wayne Allen Root will step in. This is an incredible story, one that people actually have to read. It's a must read. So again, the book is titled All Secure. Tom Satterly is his name. Listen, I'm going to run out of time, but I wanted to ask you, you were involved in Saddam Hussein too?
Absolutely.
Were you the one that got him in the spider hole?
No, I was there. We got the guy the night before in Baghdad.
Yeah.
We knew where he was on a target that I took my troop on. I brought him back as a detainee, and wasn't really giving away much information, so I sent him to the big boys who got some information out of him. So hours later, they woke us all back up. And of course, I didn't believe it. We had so many Saddam hits along the way. I was like, whatever, I don't believe it. I started planning and realized, okay, this could be real. We packed up the entire troop, drove to Tikrit, picked up another troop of guys from the unit, and then the 4th Infantry Division to surround the town. And since it was another troop's area of operation in Tikrit, mine was Baghdad, that troop got to pick which target they went on. There were two targets. They picked the farmhouse, the fishing house on the farm, and I got the cook's house. So we hit it simultaneously. I'm talking to this old cook and his family, and he's like lying. And finally, he says, I know where Saddam is. I'm on the radio saying, we got him. And it's all radio silence now. They keep telling me to return to base. I'm like, no. I'm taking this guy. I'm going to strap him to the front. He's going to point where to go. We're going to get Saddam. And they wouldn't tell me on the radio. And we finally got back to the palace in Tikrit. And my boss was like, come on in. I'm going to show you something. And he takes me into one of the rooms, and there's Saddam sitting there. So, I'm like looking at him. He's got leaves in his beard. And I go, this is him? This is the president of Iraq? He looks like Dirty Uncle Fester. And he jumps up and spits on me. And I was like, I better leave the room before jump across the table and punch this guy in the mouth. So,
yeah, like a ringside seat, man. Ringside seat to what happened. Incredible.
That was my claim to fame almost there, so that's pretty cool.
Well, listen, brother, I can't thank you enough for your service. I'm sure there's a million stories that you can't tell me that would be just incredible for everybody to hear. I got to tell everybody to get out there, get the book. So are you making your way around the country with a book tour, or is it just sort of phone interviews and stuff like that?
We do some speaking. I've done media around the country. We'll go when people ask us. We haven't done a lot of book tours. We were told that's not really a big thing.
Right.
It's like kind of hard to get. So we do speaking stuff. We're doing our foundation stuff. We go all over the state. We're getting ready to go to Fort Bragg and do a Green Beret one. So we continue our push with that. A lot of police departments have been calling in saying, your book is now prerequisite, reading in our new academy. So I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
All right. We're heading up to the White House Communication Department to do a speaking engagement in D.C. as well coming up. So.
All right, well, if you ever make your way through, New York and you're close to Connecticut, please shoot me an email so we can help you out and hook you up and whatever we can do for you. I mean, you've earned that. We owe you that for what you've done for us. So it's a pretty amazing story. Where can people get this book?
They can get it at our website at allsecurefoundation.org, or it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble or tomsatterley.com as well.
All right, brother. Thank you again, man. I can't thank you enough. There's nothing I can say except just thanks and keep moving forward and keep up the great work. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on.
I don't know what you say to that. I mean, what do you say to somebody who had a gun in his mouth and talked about killing himself after being part of the elite fighting force on the planet?
It wasn't working on Safari, but that stayed
on
the
other one. What do these guys go through every single day when they're deployed, whether it's against Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever they're sent? You can only imagine the stress level that these guys go through. And, circling back to something that he said, maybe you missed it during the course of the conversation, but, he talked about being back and, he's a warrior, right? These guys are warriors. They're fighters. That's what they do. Every single day for them is life or death. They're the modern day gladiators. And when you take them out of that environment and you put them back here, it's almost impossible for them to adjust as we might think they should adjust, right? I mean, come on, you're home. A lot of people say, you're home. Just deal with it. Be happy you're home. Good God, you get three square meals. You get a chance to hang out with your loved ones. You don't have to worry about getting killed. But that's not what makes these guys tick. It's not what's in their DNA. And that's why 23 people kill themselves that are members of the military every single day in this country. It's a remarkable number. It's staggering how many folks end their own lives who have fought for your freedom and my freedom. And if there's an organization near you that helps, you should join it. You should be a part of it. You should get involved because they got involved for us, and we need to get involved as best we can for them. So a great story, a great book. You should get out there and try to check it out. I mean, I'd love to talk to that guy again and again. I mean, I know off the air, I talked to him a little bit during the breaks, and some of the stories that he has that he can't share, I mean, blow you away. Flat out blow you away. It's incredible. Well, anyway, each and every Tuesday and Thursday night, I get a chance to host the first hour here of Raw and Unfiltered. I appreciate all the folks over at the USA Radio Network, as crazy as they might be, allow me to sit in the big chair. They don't know what kind of a monster they've unleashed. Anyway, thank you very much, Chris, for pushing all the buttons. Wouldn't want to do it without you. By the way, one final note. Yes, today is my birthday, and there's no other place than right here on the radio with all of you across the entire country that I would rather be. Enjoy the rest of the night. Wayne Allen Root is next. I'll catch you guys right here on Thursday. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.